Alright, well, so what, I just like...
Oh my god!
Nope, that's not gonna work.
Jesus Christ!
Well, the thing is, my phone has...
Put the mic right here.
My phone has a microphone here and up here. For left and right audio output. But I mean, let's just put it here and see how it works.
Only comes out from the left side of your headphone or whatever, the left side of your speaker when you're listening to it.
I'm assuming that, like, if we make this in the mornings, then people will listen to it in the mornings on their, like, car rides somewhere, right?
Yeah. Or anytime on YouTube, so... Did you just break my headrest, sir?
I don't know.
My god.
Probably.
My question is, how obvious is it going to become when... Hey, how obvious is it going to be?
Here's how you fix it. Here.
Oh, you got it. No, you... Okay, yep, there you go. There you go. Good job.
I told you I got it.
My question is, I don't want to say explicitly that we're driving to school in the morning... But I want to see how long it takes people to figure out with context clues that we're driving to school in the morning while making this. just to see how long it takes people, like, who actually listen. I mean, obviously, it's going to happen as soon as we start gaining publicity, but, you know. The thing is, though, because what I want to do is I want to record these podcasts and people can listen to them on whatever the fuck we're doing right now. But then I also want to... Like, obviously, censor it and then publish it on YouTube. And I want to know how to get publicity through that.
Well, if there's like an export function, I mean, I think there is, because like.
Or couldn't you just put the audio file on your computer and then export it out to YouTube?
I think so, yeah. I think the way it works is that you create segments, so you record like different segments, like at any interval of the day or whenever you want. Yeah. And then you combine all of that into an episode. And then one episode is like an entire podcast of what you recorded, like with all the segments.
Okay.
So I think if I make an episode out of this, then I can like export this onto my computer and edit it in a way to upload it onto YouTube.
Okay. Well, obviously the audio quality is gonna be shit because we don't have a stand for it yet, but like it'll work. I'll see what I can do with what I have at home.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like stands, because I used to have a GoPro stand. I don't know if it's gonna work with your phone though. Oh fuck, who's texting? Adam, what the hell do you want? Is it possible for you to give me a ride back today? I thought I told you on Fridays it is possible.
I thought Adam never asked for rides. He always like rides the bus with Alex.
Nah, he doesn't ride the bus.
Who does he ride with?
I don't know. No, he doesn't ride the bus with Alex. That bus doesn't go on down Roscoe.
Well, I mean, he's always at the bus loop with Alex.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, I don't, I think he is a different bus, but I don't really know. Couldn't tell you. I mean, half the time he's not even at school, so, like, let's be honest, folks. Let's be honest. You know, actually, you know what would be a good way to get publicity?
What?
If we advertised it through the morning announcements for people who actually listen to that.
I don't know if that'd be a good idea.
Why?
Because what if we have like a slip of the tongue and we fucking...
I told you, you could go home and YouTube and censor it. Okay, then we should post it on YouTube. The doy. Fucking libtard.
I don't know, man. I just feel like that if we did that... If we got that on the morning announcements and people actually listened to our podcast from school,
they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, a lot of people would be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This is stupid. And then secondly, I feel like we're going to be like so politically biased and shit like that. And we're going to like have all these racial slurs.
If we do talk about politics though, we do. Which is probably not going to happen, let's be honest. Out of all the times I've given you rides to school, we've never talked about politics once. So,
well, I mean, we've made fun of liberals.
Well, that's just the meme community as is right now.
I guess.
I kind of imagine this show being just like us talking and then just random memes inserted for other people's enjoyment.
They just hear like.
Or just talking about random stuff and then shit like Frogger comes up. And you're just like, Frogger. Yeah, that's funny. I like that.
You'd also hear, like, really weird music in the background.
Yeah.
Well, weirdly, weird music in ads. Siri, play music.
Siri, okay. Play music. I did that command as soon as you left, and it said, all right, it's side one, track one. This is America, Childish Gambino. I'm like, yes! It's funny, it works.
Ocean Man.
Fuck me. It's so random. Why do I do the things I do?
Why do we do the things that we always do and that we all do? What?
Excuse me. look at the gas station. They have cheddar. Wait. My bad. They have cheddar.
I'm an intellectual.
I promise I'm an intellectual. I've got an IQ score of over 5. just 5.
See, I'm like Grant. I got 4.
4 in thinking. Yes. Yes.
And it's 69 in creativity.
It wasn't even creativity, it was persuasion or something like that.
That was 100 in persuasion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Grant is the persuasion master.
Did he get 100 in persuasion? Is that right?
What?
He got 100 persuasion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
He got like 69 in creativity.
We were talking at the lunch table that I typically sit at. And Grant shows us the test scores, and then the first thing I say is, Destruction 100! Skyrim, am I right?
Well, I mean, I think I understand now why Grant says the things that he says. Because of his thinking.
Because his thinking is 4. Jesus.
I can see why Will, like, bashes him so much for it.
I can see why anyone bashed him so much for how dummy he is. Grant, literally, it's 2 + 3. How could you possibly get 6,000? 6,000.
We're in Russia now.
6,000.
We do not go into that territory. I don't even know what the fuck I just said. Why are you flicking your wrist?
Spider-Man. Could you imagine if, like, the pasta guy is wearing the Infinity Gauntlet and he's doing his pasta thing with the little gesture and he's like, oh, mamma mia!
He accidentally snaps.
And then, what, the pizza pie? And then someone really pisses him off and he goes, okay! And dies. The guy's dead.
Destroys half of the fucking restaurant.
Yes. No, he destroys all of the restaurant.
Destroys the entire city.
Yes.
Instead of a minor inconvenience.
Oh man, you messed up my pizza pie! Mamma mia!
Bro, you didn't put a fucking tomato sauce in my pizza!
Oh, okay!
Fucking snap.
Could you imagine if that was the owner of the restaurant? Like, mamma mia, I forgot to put the tomato sauce in your pizza! And the guy's like, I'm fucking upset! I want my fucking money back! Oh, you're not gonna get your fucking money back! Snap.
It's like he's actually missing one gemstone, so instead of, like, destroying half the city, he just turns into, like, fucking Mario or something.
Well, no, see, the thing is with the Infinity Stones, they all have, like, unique powers, so, like... I think when he does the snap, he's really only using, like...
All really. Of them at once with the gauntlet?
No, it's not all of them at once. I don't think, at least. It's only, like, a few of them. Because the Time Stone has nothing to do with destroying half of the fucking population, you know?
Well, you see, I don't know my Avengers lore, so I don't know.
Oh, well, I do! You're triggering me right now, okay? You understand? You're fucking triggering me. Ha! Suka! Mamma mia! No, what if he just uses the... What if he's a happy guy? He's like, I used the Infinity Gauntlet to fix stuff. Look, I'll fix your pizza pie.
Just just, like, builds a new fucking city.
No. He just snaps, and then tomato sauce and pizza. It's already there.
That'd be a great power.
Yeah, see, you see what I'm talking about? You just, like, unwind the specific item back to, like, before it was baked, and then just ladle tomato sauce on top of it, and then just rewind it back, and then it's cooked.
So many of your life sauce. Problems can be fixed.
I know, right? Dude, literally going into MCR, he could have fixed that.
It's just that, no. Everything has to have a consequence that comes with it, right? So this, the gauntlet can't, like, actually fix, like, everything. So occasionally, like, very, like, really randomly, when you snap.
Well, you have to, like, snap to activate the powers, but, you know.
Or whatever it is you do. Someone, like, fucking dies or something.
Yes! Yes!
Someone, like, they don't just die. They fucking explode.
Yes! Yes!
So you'll be like...
Wait, just someone, anyone in the world, including yourself, could be you.
Yeah. So you'll be in class, right? You take your test, you fail the test, and you're like, fuck, I want to fix this. You snap, and then the kid next to you just fucking explodes. And blood goes fucking flying everywhere.
Wait, does it have to be someone in the same room?
It can be, like, anybody in your vicinity of, like...
Oh, God.
I don't know. How wide would the radius be?
I don't know, but I feel like... Oh, no. I feel like it'd be better if it's anyone in the world, and you knew it was anyone in the world. So if someone does explode right next to you, it's kind of sad, but it's funny at the same time, because you're just like, oh shit, what are the odds?
Fucking news reports start showing up all across the world.
People randomly exploding.
Yeah.
Are these
explosions linked to ISIS? Uh-huh. Find out now.
Good God.
Just like the fucking reporter making the story Tate drive forward.
You're right.
But like the reporter making the story is like talking about all the cases of people just exploding, and then he fucking explodes on camera.
God, that would be like horrifying.
Yeah.
How about we not do that?
Well, it's not guaranteed that like every time you snap or whatever, like someone explodes. It happens like randomly. Like it's a probability that could occur. When you're trying to fix something.
Probability, okay.
So, like...
So, it's a 50... Wait, so let me get this straight. There's a probability that someone could explode, and if they do explode, it's someone random in the world, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe someone random in your vicinity.
Because
I think...
What are the... I would have to know the odds, though, because I'm not trying to see someone explode, you know?
I think...
Like, what are we talking about? Like, 30 they might, 30 they don't, or... Not 30. Fuck. 30 they might, like, 70 they don't, or, like, 50-50?
I don't know, it's 60-40. Always... It's always, like, random chance.
It's random... Yeah, but what are the probability that someone in your vicinity is going to explode? Because that would determine if I'm going to use it or not. We're talking about, like, 90% chance they're going to explode. Or, like, 10.
Maybe, like...
45%.
Yeah.
So a little less than half.
Yeah.
If it was like... Nah, yeah, I would use it. I would use it.
The first time you use it,
what if you're trying to ask out someone and you're butchering. You just... completely die. It fails, it flopped. So you rewind time using the time stone.
And they fucking explode.
And the person you're trying to ask out explodes. How tragic would that be? God, that would actually be sad. I would have just been like, shit.
And you can't reverse the deaths either. You can't bring them back. So once they explode, they're gone.
Damn, what a shame. Well, obviously, you can't... Well, I mean... Yeah, no. I was about to say, you can, like, make the reality stone and, like, have them be, like, a fake bee.
Bring them back as, like, a fucking gerbil.
No, you wouldn't bring them back, and you don't really have the power to bring... Actually, could this also just, like, bring someone back from the brink of death?
No.
Or just from death? I don't know. I don't know. I know a little bit about Marvel. I don't know too much.
I know practically nothing.
No one asked, Chris. God damn it!
I watched all the Avenger movies, and then I didn't really... I understood what was happening in the first movie, and then maybe in the second, but then after that, I got completely lost.
So you got lost in Infinity War?
Basically.
Well, that's probably because you didn't watch any of the other movies.
Well, I mean, I did. I, like, watched the two Captain America movies, right? I watched,
first three Captain America movies.
I watched the fucking, Iron Man movies. I saw one. I saw one Iron Man movie. I saw Spider-Man Homecoming. I saw that. I hated that movie.
At least it wasn't as bad as Venom.
Hey. Spider-Man cannot be Spider-Man if it's not Tobey Maguire. You know that's the truth.
As I would like to agree with that, unfortunately, he's kind of older.
I know.
And Spider-Man's supposed to be a teen.
But he's truly
the Spider-Man. I will say, he is my favorite Spider-Man. By far, easily my favorite Spider-Man. But, however...
It's the time.
I think Tom Holland does fit the role a little bit better as far as the MCU, where it's going. Because he's younger. He's a teen. Mm-hmm. He's in high school, just like the Spider-Mans are supposed to be.
The Spider-Mans are supposed to be?
Well, yeah, because the...
There's multiple Spider-Mans.
Yeah, there is, though. There really is. Really be like that sometimes.
Wait, I'm confused now. What?
Me too. I kind of confused myself.
God damn it.
God damn it. Little tip for you guys, if you're ever having trouble staying awake, all you have to do is just wah like Waluigi, and you'll feel a million times more awake. Could you imagine if life had, like, tip boxes that just kind of appeared in your field of view?
You're just, like, having a shitty day, like, yeah. Something shitty happens to you, and just, like, whoop!
Yeah,
just, like,
tip box. Press square to... Don't... Remember, you can press square to jump. Oh, what?
It just gives you random tips from random fucking video games. So you'll be like taking a math test and you're like, fuck, I forgot this goddamn equation. I don't know how to fucking solve this.
What if you were taking a... Okay, no, this could be really helpful, but like really annoying sometimes. So what if you had a tip box, but it actually applied to your current situation? So it's like, oh man, dude, I don't know how to work this math problem. And it's like, the tip box. This is how you to solve quadratic formulas. It gives you the formula in the tip box, and you're just like, yes.
But no, sometimes.
But then if you're like at work, and or like wherever you're you're at home. You are at home, and you're like rocking out, playing video games and shit. And all of a sudden, you die, and like Overwatch or like Siege or like any first person shooter or like you die in Fortnite. Because no one likes Fortnite. You die in Fortnite. And then it's like... And then the tip box pops up in your field of vision. And it's like, remember, you can press spacebar to jump. And you're like, I fucking know that!
No, it's like... It's like the tip boxes are always like really random, but it applies to the
current
situation.
What if they're really sarcastic?
So like... You're taking that math test, you're on a problem, and you completely forgot the equation. You're, like, fucking struggling, and you're like, okay, I think it's this equation. The tip box pops up, and it's like, 5 times 4 is 20. That's all it gives you. And you're just, like staring at it, you're like, what the fuck?
Excuse me? You're playing, like, I don't know, Shell Shock? The B-40 tank in World War II. Wait, what? No! Excuse me?
Alright, what fucking angle do I use to get that guy in that crevice down there? The T-34 was a Soviet tank used during World War II, and it was mass-produced because it was the only cheap tank that they could produce.
He's like, wait, what? What? Timer runs out in game. Fuck!
It's like you're in your car and your air conditioning stops working on a super hot day, and you're just sitting there struggling. You're like, I wish my fucking AC would work. And then just a tip box pops up, and it's like, car doors were invented in 1874.
Ah! That would be so infuriating. Wait, whoa, excuse me, what? Like, are you ever helpful?
Like sometimes the tip boxes will pop up and actually give you, like, really helpful advice, and you'll be like, yes, this is exactly
what I need.
Yes, finally!
But it's only a 10% chance.
Yeah. So every time you see it pop up, you're just like, please, 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 please.
Or, like, you're driving down the road, and then, all of a sudden you see a tip box and you're just like, oh Jesus Christ, what's this gonna be about? And then the tip is like something really stupid, like, did you know that NASCAR drivers can only turn left on their race course? It's just like, what, why? Why? I'm going to Costco, why?
No. You're stuck in the middle of a shooting. And you're hiding out somewhere, and you're like, okay, what do I do? How do I get out of here? Should I call the cops? Should I, like, run for the door? Like, what should I do? The tip box pops up, and it's like, did you know that the Glock 17 uses 9mm? You're just like, I'm gonna be killed by a Glock 17.
What if the tip box pops up in that situation, and it says something really, really, like, blatantly obvious? It's like, 911, what if the tip box says 911, what's your emergency?
you're just stuck in that situation, you don't have, like, phone service, and it just has that, like, sarcastic box. It's like, 911, what's your emergency? And you're like, don't do this to me.
Books a million in a nutshell. You don't have any phone service there. What if you're just taking a walk with your dogs, and then all of a sudden you, like, the tip box pops up, and you see some, like, past court case of dog fighting or something like that, like, Michael Vick was tried for dog fighting. It's like, wait, what? I'm just having a peaceful walk with my dogs, and all of a sudden I get this shit.
It's like you have constipation or something, and you're just sitting on the toilet, like, just trying your hardest to take a shit, and then, like, the tip box pops up, and it's like, did you know that this disease makes you have diarrhea? And you're just like, I can't shit, dude.
Did you know that constipation is the blockage of shit into your ass?
You're just like, really?
Really? I didn't know that. Only experiencing that right now. What if you have the flu, and you're just kind of at home? You got the thermometer in your mouth. It's like the classic sick situation. And all of a sudden, your tip box pops up, and it's like, you know, symptoms for stage 4 mesothelioma are fever, throwing up, diarrhea. And it's like, oh shit, I have all that right now. What's going on? What's going on? Am I going to die?
God damn it. Imagine being, like, in a fucking edgy-ass city, and you're just, like, walking down the street, like, late at night.
Detroit.
Yeah, and,
what if you're in Detroit, and it's, like, Detroit Become Human was released in 2018? I'm like, no!
No. You're, like, you're walking down the sidewalk, and across the street, you see, like, a group of four guys, and they're all just, like, staring at you, and they all look like muggers or something like that, and the tip box pops up, and it's, like, did you know that the crime rate in Detroit is, like, 78%? And you're just, like, looking at these guys, and you're like...
That makes me feel so much better.
You're just looking at these guys, and you're like... Aah.
That makes me feel so much better. What is...
Skip that. They want to give you alcohol, dude.
Yeah.
No, they're trying to sell me a Surface.
This video was sponsored by... Alright, you see.
Wait. Okay, what if you were taking a hike or something,
oh,
right?
Oh, God. And... Fact about grizzly bears.
No. And you see, and, like, it's kind of like a half nature, half like urban sort of like environment. So like you're like walking down this trail and there's like a giant bridge, right? Yeah. That you like see it like farther down. But like it's kind of like a suicide bridge, so people commit suicide there a lot. So it's like as you're walking, you see somebody about to like commit suicide up there, and as you see them falling, and then the tip box pops up, and it's like, did you know that the bridge in front of you was sponsored by Red Bull? Like, and then the person just lands on the ground, and you're just like, what the fuck?
I guess Red Bull really doesn't give you wings. I'm sorry, that was a bad joke. I feel really bad now.
The funding of this bridge was provided by Red Bull.
Dude fucking just died. Did you know that the suicide rate in this bridge, if you cross it, is 100%?
As you see someone jump off.
As you see someone jump off. Well, alright.
Well, yeah.
My turn!
Makes sense.
Did you know that suicide is the act of killing yourself?
you're on a plane, you're, like, in an airliner, and you're flying over, like, fucking Turkey or something, like, in the middle of a war.
God!
And then the tip box pops up, like, as you're, like, mid-flight, and you're just kind of listening to music, just chilling out, and you're just like... Did you know that 75% of flights that fly over Turkey get shot down by ram missiles? And then you're just like, you're looking at the map of where you are, and it's like you're over Turkey.
Excuse me, what?
You're just like, and you just begin to like panic.
It's like that scene in Chicken Little, where the guy's breathing into the back.
Yeah. The people around you are like, hey, sir, are you okay? And you're just like... The tip box just told me that we have a high possibility of being shot down. And they're like, what tip box?
Good God.
What is this dude doing, man?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Sir, I would appreciate it if you'd, like, move so I can guess my parking spot. That'd be fantastic.
But, dude, I would love fucking tip boxes in my life.
That would be so actually great if...
Yeah.
I actually probably wouldn't even mind if they were sarcastic.
Alright, so how are we gonna close these things?
Huh?
How are we gonna close these things before we park?
I don't know.
I don't know. We could say, like, well, that's today's episode of podcast number one. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
You're probably gonna
hear, like, some rumbling from my phone.
You're gonna hear a lot of weird noises.
Alright, that is the end of today's podcast. You can... I'm gonna...